الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من تواضع لله رفعه الله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We are about in the middle of the year between Ramadan that is past and the Ramadan that is coming. It was a practice of the pious people of the past that up to the first half of the year after Ramadan, they should feel regret and sorrowful that they did not spend their previous Ramadan correctly. And then the next half, which we are now in, going towards the next Ramadan, they should start preparing for Ramadan. So Allah give us also tawfiq. This is a glorious, glorious occasion that comes. The real season, the real time of our life when Ramadan comes, that is the real time of our life. So if we start getting prepared, and we can see from the pious people that about 6 months before they should start getting prepared. So Allah give us also tawfiq to start preparing. And the preparation is not getting the white meat and preparing the samosas and the pastries and the pies, etc. But the preparation is how we set ourselves for Allah's ibadah. And one important thing of Ramadan, which the Quran explains, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So how we can acquire taqwa in this month. The closeness of Allah, fear of Allah, the love of Allah Ta'ala, how we can acquire. So we should try and prepare wrong in advance. Like for example, a student for his exam, and he wants to pass, and he wants to pass with good marks. He doesn't wait for the night of the exam to study long before he starts. And a person who's prepared long before, that person will make it very comfortably also, and may be successful very in a very, very good way also. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Last week we spoke about anger, and how terrible anger is. Anger is really a subsidiary, is a illegitimate child of pride. Pride is the worst disease, and it is a killer disease. And pride gives birth to many other illegitimate diseases also, spiritual diseases. Of them, one is anger. Anger, we discussed it a bit last week, but it is such a thing. For example, a person has got a firearm in his hand and he pulls the trigger, one person is lying dead. That person loses, that family loses their breadwinner. This person is arrested, he's in jail, a case is made against him, he's found guilty, he's sentenced to 10, 20, 30 years in jail. This family loses their breadwinner. The two families now are without breadwinners. The children are living orphans. The father is still living, but they are like orphans. No one to care for them, to look after them. And all the other harm that comes, all from anger. A married man, he can just give in his anger, pronounce the word of talaq. And he can divorce his wife, and there also now children are left as orphans with their parents living also. And all the harms that come after a divorce, the hatred, the jealousy, the court cases, what and what doesn't come, all just because in that one moment of that anger, what and what a person does. Like that, in a lot of other harm also is caused. So we have to try and see that the pride which causes it, the opposite of it is tawadu, humility. A person should make every effort to bring the humility, tawadu in him, humbleness. If a person has got humbleness, there will be no pride. If he's got 100% humbleness, there will be no pride. If he's got 50% humbleness, there will be 50% pride still. So we have to make effort that complete humility, humbleness comes within us. And this is very much loved by Allah Ta'ala, and it is very much required also. As in this hadith sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, man tawada'a lillah, a person who humbles himself for Allah Ta'ala, rafa'ahu Allah. He humbled himself, not for this, for praises that he's a very humble person, that people must say that he's a very soft-hearted person, a very humble person. No, lillah, for Allah's pleasure. Then Allah Ta'ala rafa'ahu Allah. Allah will give that person respect and honor. Outwardly it will seem that a humble person is not fighting for his rights. He keeps quiet, he forgives, he overlooks. So it looks like he's losing out. But because he's doing it for Allah, Allah will give him great honor and great position. Allah will raise him up very high. رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ Allah Ta'ala will make him high. When a person wants to become high by himself, like many people, they want to show their anger and they want to boss and rule people by raising their voices, by swearing, etc. In that way, control people. All they gain is zillat, disgrace. The people also, if they have to, because he's more powerful than them in whichever way, physically, financially, whatever way. So he's throwing his weight around. He might get his way at that time, but people will hate him and people will despise him. And so much so that right in the family, he will be despised also. And people will hate him right in the family also. And a person who is humble, he doesn't have to worry to get things right. Allah will put things right for him. And Allah Ta'ala appoints a farishta for that person, to aid that person. And his work gets done. And he gets great honor by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So it's very important that we make an effort to bring humbleness within us. And this humbleness must not be just an outward show. That, for example, we put somebody's shoes right. That is all part of it. It will bring humbleness. But we are just doing it just for show. Then that won't bring humbleness. In fact, it will bring more pride in a person. Usually, in the khanqah with the sheikh, he will have a khadim. The khadim will do a lot of the sheikh's khidmat. If he's doing it for Allah Ta'ala, then humbleness will come in that khadim. But if he's doing it for name and fame, for his own sake, then that same khidmat will make him worse. And he will think that I am the special khadim of the sheikh and I have got special position. And he will become even worse. And he will be despised by all the people also. And many times we see such khadims who block people from coming to the sheikh. The way they behave and they carry on, whether it is that they block the people physically or by their behavior. Other people say, if that is the case, I don't want to be anywhere near such a khanqah or such a sheikh or such a person, because they see the behavior of those people. And this will be the general people also, and even worse when the family people, they also. They feel that how many years, like for example, you're in the khanqah, but your islah is not made. You still got all this. And this pride comes with an outward form also. And in the name of tawadu, in the name of humbleness, this pride is even more dangerous. Because then a person can't detect it also. And he thinks for himself also, I'm humble. But yet humbleness has got pride in it. Like for example, the famous incident of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Alayh, that the Hazrat was a very, very straightforward, sincere person. One person who always wrote to Hazrat his letters, and he should write there, Nange Aslaf, I'm a disgrace to the pious people. In other words, or we write, Ahkar, I'm the worst. Or La Shay, I am nothing. Or that I'm the biggest sinner. All that this are all words to show that we are humble. But are we really humble? That is a different thing. So such a person, he met Hazrat in Masjid al-Nabawi. And Hazrat told him that, Acha, what acha hua tum ghade aaye. Very good, a big donkey has come. So he got very offended. So Hazrat asked him, why are you offended? You always write in your letters, La Shay, you are nothing. I made you from nothing into a big donkey. You should be happy, you should be thankful to me. You shouldn't be angry with me that you say that you are nothing. And now I told you, you're a big donkey. Like that, many of us, we say, for example, that I'm worse than Caesar also. I'm the worst and the lowest. But if people just don't acknowledge us, they sort of ignore us, they make us feel that we are not welcome, then we take offense to it. And that also, Allah reward Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat has explained, this offense which a person takes in any or any other thing, like a person is doing things for name and fame, etc. If it just comes in the heart, then Allah in His mercy, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that Allah has forgiven all that which comes in the heart. But still the higher position is, it mustn't come in the heart also. But we will be taken to task when we say words of that, or our actions are according to that, then on that we will be taken to task for it. So for example, if we go and say, and we talk around that people, they don't welcome us, they don't give us importance, we come, and a real sadiq is that person, that if he is in a gathering, nobody even knows he's there. If he didn't come, nobody asks about him also. Such a person, that his house address people don't know also. He's like gumnam, unknown. And he doesn't want any recognition for anything. That is a true sadiq. And a sadiq who wants name, and he wants people to recognize. People don't appreciate that I've come. What I do, people don't appreciate. That person is still very far from being humble. So this humbleness is very, very important. And humbleness will breed legitimate, beautiful children. Now, all types of wonderful qualities will come into a person. Allah takes care of that person. Allah makes the tarbiyat and the islah of such a person. And a person who feels that I am somebody, people must recognize me. And in fact, a person goes even further, that way he is not even invited. He goes and gate crash there. And he makes sure I'm also present there. And I must be also in this gathering. And then not only that he comes himself, he comes with his whole entourage also. Everyone. So they have to now look after all of them also. And all this a person is doing because of this pride which is. And pride is a killer. It will destroy a person. And the punishment of pride on the day of Qiyamah will be very severe. The only being that is worthy of pride is Allah Ta'ala Himself. Because Allah has got all the qualities. And they are permanent with Allah. They belong to Allah. They are Allah. If we are proud of something, even if it is in our deeni matters, like a person is a very good hafiz of the Quran, and to make shukr is required. And you cross the border of shukr, then you'll go into pride. And now you claiming it, you still talk like you are making shukr, but now you will be having pride. And then you will claim that, like I'm a very good hafiz. And if Allah wants to, in one instance Allah can take that away. And all that, your hifz which you know, or you are great alim, or you're doing great work of deen, it's not yours, it's a gift from Allah. And Allah can take it away whenever He wants to. So to boast about somebody else's thing is also the height of stupidity. On our wedding day, we ask a friend to lend us his very nice motor car. And we boast about it like it's my motor car. And the way we carry on with our wife also, let's see what a car I've got. But by the night you have to return your car. And then she asks the next day, where's your car? Hey, now you got no motor car. You are boasting about somebody else's thing. So like that, when a person boasts about what Allah has given him, and he does not acknowledge Allah Ta'ala, that person brings destruction to himself. So therefore, these are terrible vices, terrible evils. And a person has to be sincere to himself first, with him. And a person, until he does not make continuously muhasabah, muraqabah, muhasabah, who checks himself, who takes an account of himself. Now, for example, in schools, in educational places, examinations are taken. So you are checked. In your business, you are write up your accounts once a year, at least. And then you find whether you are making a profit, you are making a loss. Everything. A person goes for checkups to the doctor to see that how he's healthy. Our spiritual checkup, if we don't do, a person must do regularly spiritual checkup. And all these things, you can't take your own exam. And you can't write up your own books. You need somebody else to write up your books and to check where your business is doing good, where there are problems in it. In everything, you can't be your own doctor. You have to go to a doctor. So the same way, our spiritual condition also, we have to check it. And we have to have it checked also. For that reason, if we come to the majlis with that open heart and open mind, really, not that I must be praised and I must be given some duty to do or something, but that I come for my own islah, that person's islah will be made. And a person who feels that he needs more attention, then he will find out more in detail about his problems. That how can I correct this? This I feel is not correct. What is this thing here? So that is very, very important. Otherwise a person passes his life and with all thinking that he's got humbleness, but he's got pride in him. And then if this opens up at the time of mort, then how serious is not that? If a person has got a fake passport, a fake visa, and he's going to a certain country, and he's happy that I've got everything in order. But when he comes there to the immigration, he gets deported. What humiliation, what difficulty, what expenses he has to go through, how lot of trouble he goes through. That is in this dunya. One buzurg went and buy some things from the grocer. And when we gave the money for the things he bought, the grocer looked at it and told him that this is fake money. It's not genuine money. He felt unconscious. When he gained consciousness, the people said, why did you take it so seriously? Somebody must have given you that money. You didn't do it intentionally to do down the person. You didn't know. And it's a small matter. It was just fake money and it's over. So he said, I did not what you call it become unconscious for that. Immediately the thought came to me, if Qiyamah day Allah have to tell me your iman was fake, you didn't have genuine iman, then what will be my condition? That's a place of no return. At the akhirat, no tawbah a person can make there. In this world a person can make tawbah, a person can correct his life, but in the akhirat there is no amal there. This is the place of amal, and that is the place of results there. That is not the place of amal. Amal is now. So we have to be very concerned about ourselves. This pride that comes in a person, and shaitan and nafs are such that they make us feel that we are somebody, that I'm important, that people must respect me, people must give me my attention which I deserve, people must honor me, people must listen to me. Shaitan puts that. And what is required? More and more we annihilate ourselves, that I am nothing at all. And we start with the words, but it must just not just remain words all the time. It must become a reality within us. And where we falter in our lives, then we must check ourselves. Where we expect people to give us respect and honor, people must give us a position, people must acknowledge us, then when we feel like that, then correct ourselves. And worse than that, if we're actually asking for it, then that is very, very dangerous. And we complain about it, that people don't respect me. I came, nobody even made salam to me. Nobody asked me. They made me look as if I'm unwanted. I'm not wanted there. When we feel like that, then that is a very, very dangerous thing. So we are thinking that we are really somebody very important. We are very valuable people. And this anger also, when we become angry, when a person is angry, he might think I'm at the top of the world, though I'm shouting and carrying on. But everyone despises him. People laugh at him and make a big joke out of him. And he thinks that I'm achieving something. So these are terrible things. And our deen and our shariat, no matter how much. And also, this is in our deen and our shariat that we are taught. You become humble. Every person loves a humble person. and they give great respect and honor to a humble person. And more than what they can do, man is limited in everything. Allah gives that person, رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ. وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ, and a person who has pride, and he wants to be high, وَضَعَهُ اللَّهُ. Allah drops that person. And when Allah drops a person, the whole world can try and pick up that person, they can't. When Allah disgraces and humiliates a person, and there are certain gunas which he comes, that Allah will humiliate and disgrace you right in your own family. Normally your family is the one that will protect you, that will look after you. But when they themselves will turn against you, then where are you going to turn to? If anyone hits you, you run home to your family, they must protect you. But your family is turning you out, then where are you going to go to? So these are such terrible gunas that Allah destroys a person. And also Allah protect us all, that these are such that in this very world we become disgraced like that. And then with our own hands, بِأَيْدِيكُمْ, with your own hands you do, Allah makes you do such actions that you disgrace yourself also. And you are thrown out. So this pride is a very, very terrible thing. This thing that I am somebody, and I am required, and I must be acknowledged, etc. And we go around throwing our weight. And so this is very, very dangerous. Also people, because of, but it's also a very common disease, that because of our nisbat and ta'alluq, we want favors, and we take advantages from people. Like for example, I'm the student of so and so, I'm the murid of so and so, I'm the sheikh, I'm the khalifa of so and so. Many people go around introducing themselves in that way also. So in other words, what you do with the sheikh, what you give him respect, you must give me also that respect. What your sheikh, how you treat him, I also deserve it like that. This is all called destruction for a person. And a person should not attach his value by somebody else. He must attach his value for what he himself is. With himself, he must attach his value, not with somebody else. Don't make yourself somebody because of somebody else. That is also the height of stupidity. You must have the qualities yourself. Then automatically, people will also respect you. Allah will give you that respect also. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand this and to make our Islah in the true sense of the word. And then also, this is a time of the year which we should be very concerned also with this Christmas, December now, New Year, the holiday period, and with all the fitnas and the gunas that are taking place. And people who are, especially young people, all people today, all these places of fitna and guna, what and what we get involved in. And serious gunas of this time, which ulama explained, like this Christmas time, Diwali time, or the Easter period, whichever occasion for the people to celebrate their religious festivals. Like Christmas people are going to celebrate, so we should have absolutely nothing to do with it. We shouldn't even really know it's happening. We should have nothing to do with it. People, firecrackers, they burn, they burst. People celebrate in different ways. How sad today, Muslim homes have Christmas trees also. And business, Muslim businesses, we also promote things on the line of Christmas. We have a Christmas sale, for example. Rosy is in the hands of Allah. And we must depend fully on Allah Ta'ala. And we must not promote those things. Sending, for example, wishing well. We got some Christian friend, and we wishing him well. That is also a very serious guna. Very, very serious guna. A person's iman is at stake when we respect all their religious activities, etc. Ulama have written that a person who is making ibadat for 50 years, genuine, good, proper ibadat with ikhlas and sincerity, and at the time of Easter, he gives an Easter egg to somebody. That is their religious thing, and to make him happy, his 50 years ibadat is gone. His iman is gone. So these are not small things. We should speak to the ulama and find out. And we mix. We have to mix. We have got Christian people we mix with, Hindu people we mix with, other people, Jewish people we mix with. So in business we mix. Sometimes, unfortunately, we should not have friends. Hindu, just some, if it's necessary, an acquaintance. For example, if we are in a school, in a university, and there are Hindus also, there are Christians also, then we should just limit it to that extent. And whatever the harms of those places, if we have to be there, unfortunately we are there, make every effort to undo all that harm. As somebody has explained very beautifully, that long ago, some of us might have not seen that time, youngsters, but we know of that time we had typewriters, the manual typewriter. If you made a mistake on there, there was no way but to repeat the whole document again. You had to retype the whole document again. Then the time came when they brought Tippex, and you could Tippex the thing, and but then you could still see that there was an error here. You have corrected it. Then typewriters became that you could press a button and go back, and it undoes, undo button. It undoes all that wrong, and now you do it right. Now is the time of a word processor, and more than that, everything on the screen, you see your whole thing, what you have written, you make your corrections, etc. When you do your printout, it's the final, proper, which you are completely satisfied with. So they only discovered undo now. Allah gave us through His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we have done wrong in our life, gunas, undo it again. And you just make tawbah and istighfar, and it's not like tipex also. You won't see a sign of it also. It is completely, and if we make our tawbah and istighfar, we will come to Allah Ta'ala with the final print which is pure, no mistakes in it, no gunas. By making tawbah and istighfar, it's possible for all of us, the day our maut comes, we go without a single guna on our shoulder. No gunas, we just do the undo. That is make tawbah and istighfar. And we correct everything. And so Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So with regard to these things, if we are getting the wrong education, make sure we undo. Come out of those environments. Come into the correct environment. And all. So if we are mixing with non-Muslims, whoever they are, but don't go to the extent that we wish them well. Don't send them any Christmas cards or anything. In our businesses, we should not bring that, to promote our business, to make more business using Diwali as an occasion, or using Christmas as an occasion. We must just, don't even Black Friday, anything like that. Just do our things as we are supposed to do. And Rozi is in the hands of Allah. And when we'll do it for Allah's pleasure, amount of barakat also Allah Ta'ala will give. We cannot imagine. And that place where we are sincere to Allah, Allah will make it our business, Allah will make it da'wat. And people will accept Islam seeing our business practices. And instead of trying to appease them, more what we should do is try and bring Islamic principles in our business. For example, it comes in the hadith. If a person came to a shopkeeper and he bought something, and after some time, if he is not happy with that, with what he bought, and he wants to return it, and the shopkeeper accepts it wholeheartedly, without any frown or anything, he accepts it back again. Allah will set that person free on the day of Qiyamah. As He set this person free from his state, Allah will set this person free on the day of Qiyamah. One person who was doing business, Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at the door of Masjid al-Nabawi, and a very good business, Allah gave him lot barakat. Then after about 6 months, he suddenly just closed his business. People said, you are doing such a good business, and you are at the door of Masjid al-Nabawi, you didn't miss your one namaz with Jamaat, with Takbir-e-Ula in Masjid al-Nabawi. Why you close your business? He said, I didn't do business for the sake of business. I did it so that I was waiting for a customer to come and say, I'm not happy with this goods I bought, I would like to return it. Or whatever problem he's got, so I want to return it. Today that customer came. I wanted that fazilah, that virtue, that Allah will set me free on the day of Qiyamah. I was not doing business for the sake of business. One very good friend of ours in Botswana, he made this rule also in his business, that if anyone wants to return things, we will accept it wholeheartedly. He says on one Saturday morning, the shop was very busy. And he was sitting in his office, and one of his salesmen came that a lady has come, and she had bought a radio here, and she wants to return it. So, should I accept it and give her money back? He said, you know the rule of our business. You must say, but he says, you can see marks on it. It's like the wear and tear of it. So he says, doesn't matter. She wants to return it, take it. So he accepted it. That lady went out of the shop, and there were stairs you climb on the store or to the shop. She sat there, and the top of her voice, she was shouting and saying, there is no businessman like this. And everyone must buy from this businessman. He's a very good businessman. All must come to this shop and buy from here. You can't get better advertisement than that. And the amount of your sales that will increase after that, you cannot imagine also. And that lady, she said that I bought it, but I had problems with my rental or something. And I didn't have money, so I came and returned it. And they accepted it wholeheartedly. And it sorted out all my problems also. So if we will do business like this, then we can imagine that how Allah Ta'ala will give barakat. In Ahmedabad, a place in India, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib, Ahmed Rahmatullah Ali explained, the rickshaw drivers who do transporting of people, taking people in their rickshaws, they had arranged, because there was an ijtima, and in the preparation of the ijtima, that one day of the week is Allah's day. Everyone is on, and they don't advertise it, otherwise people will take undue advantage of it. And this was that on that day, whoever wants to go anywhere, no charge. But they don't advertise it before, otherwise people will abuse it. So one lady, Hindu lady came, and she wanted to go to the hospital. So he took her, when she asked for the meter reading, how much must I pay? She said, today is Allah's day. What you mean Allah's day? Today we don't charge money. Free of charge. She burst in tears. She said, I only had so much money to come to the hospital. My family, whoever is ill, I had to see them. And I had no money to go back again. Today you made it easy. I'll go back again. And she accepted Islam. So if we do things, our business will become our places of da'wah. Today our azans, people are taking objections to them. Our masjids, our way of life, people. But Islam is such that if we bring it truly in our life, our business places, our social interaction will bring people. But if we have this pride in us, and we're showing it as humility, then we will push our family people away. People will say, we don't want to do anything like with the Khanqah. We don't want to do anything to do with this Mawlana and with that Mawlana. Because what are they teaching? Hey, so if that is our case, then we are pushing people away from Islam. And if we bring this the true teaching, it will come in us. Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanallah bihamdihi.